Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
It wasn't an endorsement of Donald Trump so much as it was a cry for help. A Kennedy of all people, begging the American people to stop the Democrat Party before it's too late. Nobody has ever seen anything like it in decades of American politics. As Kennedy begged the American people to fight for their freedom now, before it's too late. To understand how Kennedy got here to endorsing Donald Trump and leaving the Democrat Party, you've got to understand what they did to him. It's really important, because if Donald Trump doesn't win, if we don't turn this around, every candidate from now going forward will face an almost impossible task when they attempt to challenge the Democrats. To win, they'll have to take on the entirety of the deep state, face tremendous political persecution, and maybe even risk their lives. Or, at a minimum, risk being put in prison. This is Kennedy's warning. His speech is something every American should listen to, all 48 minutes. RFK's main beef with the Democrat Party was its censorship of him. I'll get to that in a minute, because that part of the story is genuinely mind-blowing. But first, I want you to hear what he said about the Democrat Party at the Trump rally after his speech, where he spoke again.
Because the whole basis of American democracy is the free flow of information. And we know that a government that can silence its opponents has license for any kind of atrocity. And can you think of any time that you can look back in history and say that the people who were censoring were the good guys? They're always the bad guys, because it's always the first step down that slippery slope to totalitarianism. And don't you want a president who's going to protect America's freedoms?
That is remarkable. He's telling you how, after what he's seen, how much he fears the Democrat Party and what he thinks this iteration of the Democrat Party is capable of.
They're always the bad guys, because it's always the first step down that slippery slope to totalitarianism.
Think about who RFK is for a minute. He watched his uncle, JFK, fight the federal deep state of the time, then die soon after by assassination. And RFK has made it clear that he believes the deep state murdered JFK. He said it many times in interviews. In fact, he goes deep into the details explaining why he believes it. Well, RFK just watched Trump take on the deep state with a remarkably similar result to his uncle JFK. And that's after they tried to jail Trump. Think about the impact that would have on you. And that is only the beginning of where RFK is coming from. He set out to run against Joe Biden in the primary. And he details in the speech all the legal ways they blocked him from doing that. Then RFK describes a system I call the gauntlet. It's very similar to the one they've put Donald Trump through. And by the time they're done, no less than the FBI, the CIA, the IRS, the Department of Homeland Security, and an obscure federal agency called CISA had set out to and successfully censored him, deplatformed him, silenced him for the crime of challenging the Democrat Party. That's actually the incredible part of the story. We're not there yet. First, let's start with the silencing by the media.
During his 10-month presidential campaign in 1992, Ross Perot gave 34 interviews on mainstream networks. In contrast, during the 16 months since I declared, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, and CNN combined gave only two live interviews from me. Those networks instead ran a continuous deluge of hit pieces with inaccurate, often vile, pejoratives and defamatory smears. Some of those same networks and colluded with the DNC to keep me off the debate stage.
That might not have been the end of the world. He had a really large following on social media, including me. I've gotten his newsletter for years. But here's what most people don't know and what likely pushed him over the edge. RFK has been suing Joe Biden in federal court for censoring him and other what he calls political dissidents. Last week, there was a ruling in the case that favored RFK, in which the judge described what had been done to him as the worst violation of the First Amendment since the founding. I'll let RFK describe what happens to you now when you challenge the Democrat Party. Ask yourself as you hear him describe this, how any Republican, DeSantis or J.D. Vance, anybody in the future, will ever challenge the Democrat Party successfully again if they're up against what he describes here. Listen to him tell you what he has documented with his lawsuit and the judge's reaction to it.
This week, a federal judge, Terry Doty, upheld my injunction against President Biden, calling the White House's censorship project, quote, the most egregious violation of the First Amendment in the history of the United States of America. Doty's previous 155-page decision details how, just 37 hours after he took the oath of office, swearing to uphold the Constitution, President Biden and his White House opened up a portal and then invited the CIA, the FBI, CISA, which is a censorship agency, it's the center of the censorship industrial complex, DHS, the IRS, and other agencies to censor me and other political dissidents on social media. Even today, users who try to post my campaign videos to Facebook or YouTube get messages that this content violates community standards. 2 days after Judge Doty rendered his decision this week, Facebook was still attaching warning labels to an online petition calling on ABC to include me in the upcoming debate. They said that violates community standards, their community standards.
Can't do interviews, not allowed to debate, and censored by the deep state. It's a lot like Donald Trump's story. Remember, the FBI ultimately got his Twitter account taken away, silenced him for misinformation when he was the one telling the truth.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But it wasn't good enough. The party wanted to be clear that the penalty for challenging them might be death. Remember when they had the head of the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, personally turned down RFK's request for Secret Service protection, not once, not twice, but three times. Normally, you'll get an internal letter from the Secret Service for that. Instead, they kicked it up to the highly partisan director of the Department of Homeland Security. Even more outrageous, they rejected RFK's request for Secret Service protection even after he'd had someone break into his home and attempt to hurt his family. The message was clear. Remember what happened to your uncle? That could happen to you, too. The party, he says, went to work on his family, turning them against him one by one by one. The Chiron this morning on Fox News said RFK disowned by his family for Trump endorsement. Holy cow. But they didn't stop there. The party even sent spies to seek employment. They ultimately were successful on the RFK campaign and then sabotage it.
President Trump, who actually was nominated and won an election, also does interviews daily. How did the Democratic Party choose a candidate that has never done an interview or debate during the entire election cycle? We know the answers. They did it by weaponizing the government agencies. They did it by abandoning democracy. They did it by suing the opposition and by disenfranchising American voters. What alarms me is the resort to censorship and media control and the weaponization of the federal agencies. When a U.S. president colludes with or outright coerces media companies to censor political speech, it's an attack on our most sacred right of free expression, and that's the very right upon which all of our other constitutional rights rest.
RFK even compared the way the Democrats are operating right now to Vladimir Putin and Russia.
President Biden, mocked Vladimir Putin's 88% landslide in the Russian elections, observing that Putin and his party controlled the Russian press and that Putin prevented serious opponents from appearing on the ballot. But here in America, the DNC also prevented opponents from appearing on the ballot. And our television networks expose themselves as Democratic Party organs.
Here's how RFK describes the lawfare used against Donald Trump and him.
The DNC waged continual legal warfare against both President Trump and myself. Each time that our volunteers turned in those towering boxes of signatures needed to get on the ballot, the DNC dragged us into court, state after state, attempting to erase their work and to subvert the will of the voters who had signed those petitions. It deployed DNC-aligned judges to throw me and other candidates off the ballot and to throw President Trump in jail.
Want to pause there for just a moment to thank PhD Weight Loss for the 29 pounds I've lost. That was the first 6 months. They were great. But it's been the last 18 I've really loved keeping that weight off. I've consistently been a size six for the longest period ever in my life. I used to have a closet full of clothes in every single size because I never knew what size I would be. I finally have stable weight and stable health. I've got perfect blood pressure. I'm in good shape. I feel like I'm going to live to see my grandkids. And I have PhD Weight Loss to thank for that too. The power of their maintenance phase. I'm so glad I didn't go with those shots or medications because I'd be dependent on them now for the rest of my life. Instead, I've relearned how to eat in a way that I can maintain, it feels like, forever. To find out more about PhD Weight Loss, go to myphdweightloss.com. You can do it from any state in the nation. That's myphdweightloss.com. Tell them Tara sent you. Now back to the podcast. All this begs the question, if the candidates of the future who challenge the Democrat Party can manage to stay out of prison and alive with the level of Secret Service situation protection that we've got going on here, how will they challenge the Democrat Party? If they can't speak, or when they do, no one can hear them. Because a monolithic deep state stands in their way. A deep state that Jill Stein says controlled Biden and will control Kamala Harris. Folks, this got buried over the weekend. This was remarkable too. Jill Stein is also running for president right now. She's a lefty, and she wants everyone to know that the deep state controlled Joe Biden and they'll control Kamala Harris too.
He who has not been able to think clearly or carry on a conversation or even read from a teleprompter. You know, this man was not fit to be president. He's not fit to be president right now. You don't want this guy woken up at 2 a.m., you know, by the hotline and there's some emergency that has to be solved. Who's making the decisions here? You know, it's not people who've been elected. It's the deep state. It is his staff, whoever. You know, he shouldn't be in office and he crashed and burned. Well, they're going to do the same thing with Kamala Harris because we've all seen her. You know, we've had 4 years to see her in action, and before that as well. She had to drop out of the primary in 2020 because there was no support for her whatsoever. She was going to have a really humiliating result in her own home state of California. So it's just a matter of time.
Two well-known liberal Democrats warning America needs to stop the Democrat Party before it's too late. But they weren't alone this weekend. If you've watched CNN, MSNBC for any kinds of, you know, length, NBC News, you know who Brett Weinstein is. He's a longtime commenter, professor, hardcore noted liberal, and has driven me nuts in the past with some of the things that he said. You won't see him on those stations anymore because this was him on a podcast this weekend warning Americans they need to stop the Democrat Party before it's too late. Here he is on The Vault.
Does this cause a guy like you to be open to the idea of voting for Trump versus Kamala?
Oh, absolutely. Let me just be perfectly clear about this. I think the modern Democratic Party is an existential threat to the Republic. And although I am a Democrat, I've been a Democrat my whole life, the party that I see in front of me today is literally the inverse of the party I signed up for. This is now the party of war. This is the party of racism. This is the party of censorship. I don't recognize this party. There is no conceivable scenario in which I would vote for Kamala Harris. I just simply will not do it. Am I open to voting for Trump? I am. I'm especially open to it if he is partnered with Bobby Kennedy, because what that tells me is that my values, which are a much closer match for Bobby's, are represented in that administration. And that's really what I want. I want a coalition to redefine American politics because, frankly, we have a longstanding problem with corruption, which has now turned into something else with the modern Democratic Party. But we need to rethink the way we govern ourselves so that corruption is not the dominant force. And a coalition is the way we're going to do that.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.